possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The delegate from North Solon, no show as it's known, is ready to call the Browns quarterback battle.
I think it's time. After the red zone performance that Joe Flacco had today, the glowing review from Elliott Shore Parks and what the offense did, it's time to call it. Joe Flacco's officially won the week one starting quarterback job.
That. I'm very proud.
There's
of you.
No other way to look at it. If we were headed in that direction already, that's fine. We were, but it's done. It's signed, sealed, and delivered after you just got married. But Joe Flacco is going to be the week one starter.
I did not say that after I got married.
So many people do. Yeah. They play the song too, and it's just kind of like, okay.
Wait, the contract signing you said?
No. As you get married, you do the vows and everything like that, they play that song, signed, sealed, and delivered.
Stevie Wonder's like one of the top three songs he had. He's great. Like, that's a legend. It's like
it might be top three songs that's played after people get married.
It is, but let's play the eighth best Stevie Wonder song. Not in this house. Now, I am not willing to second your putting this to bed.
Only way it changes, because Shador can't do it at this point.
Missing an act of God?
Missing the, well, we'll get there. Not an act of God, but the idea that he gets injured. That's the only way it happens. Because like Shador can't do enough to overtake it. Not happening after missing the second one. Kenny Pickett has missed too much time. That's all but official at this point. And Dylan Gabriel, you just missed too much time yourself. You ran out of time here.
There's one guy that I think still has a chance to do this, still has a chance, and it's an outside chance. It is not as good as it was 2 weeks ago. I still think there's like an 8% chance Dylan Gabriel could somehow against all and every odds and like logic and, you know, watching players play, all that, I still think there's like an 8% chance for him.
All right, so walk us through this. How does this happen? And you can't use a Joe Flacco injury as the reason why.
No, I think they continue to be impressed with Dylan in spite of...
ball out this Saturday.
I don't even know about that. I don't know results matter to the Browns when it comes to Dylan Gabriel. They really like him. They really believe in him. And until Joe is officially named the week one starter, I'm going to think Dylan has some incredibly remote outside chance of taking that job. I do not feel that way with Shador. I agree with you on the Kenny Pickett thing. And I do think that the injury for Dylan, I think, really threw a wrench into their plans with Dylan.
Sure, sure.
Because I think that Friday game against Carolina was going to be the soft launch of, see, we told you about Dylan Gabriel. Because I think when he does play, by the way, they're going to do everything they can. I mean, go above and beyond to make Dylan look
like
good.
Like this Stefanski press conference and just waxing poetic about how great he looks, even if he just looks substandard?
Yes. But
does he get a game ball if he completes 50% of his passes?
In fairness, I think this was always the most likely thing. I think this is where this has been leading for a while. But if I'm the Browns, like, listen, you want to keep some doubt on Kenny Pickett because they're value obsessed and they want to try and get an asset for Kenny. And by the way, that I think is fait accompli, that he's the odd man out unless an injury happens. you're not seriously, you want people to think that this, even though we all know it's not a real quarterback competition and fate intervened with the three injuries as well, you want to keep Shador kind of nibbling on the line there.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly, I mean, I still think that if you're Kevin Stefanski, you believe in Dylan Gabriel so much, there's still such a, if he can bridge that gap in 3 weeks' time, which I think is right about where we are to the opener,
yeah,
that's still such a beneficial play for Kevin that, yeah, I mean, and until they say Joe is the starter,
I think it's impossible now at this point. And I think for Dylan, I think the 3 weeks time,
I'd like it to be impossible.
I think it is. I he hasn't done anything to showcase. And I understand your point. Like, they don't care about results at this point, and they are a process oriented team. So they wouldn't necessarily be like, oh, well, it matters what happened in these, but they have to, their eyes have to be open to what's going on here. And I think on Saturday, it'll only further stamp down what we've been seeing in all these practices, like the magic trick he would have to pull off to look anything better than even competent seems so far removed.
Yeah, but you and I both know how this works. There were half of Cleveland, I won't say half of Cleveland, I'm not going to give it a damn percentage, but there was a certain amount of people that were all the way out on Shador. Kid had three really nice drives, actually a couple more than that, but had a really nice performance on Friday, and they were all the way back in. I don't think we should diminish the idea that if Dylan plays well on Saturday, it does embolden fans to get behind Dylan, and I don't know the Browns need that much of a kick in the caboose to kind of be like, maybe we should consider Dylan.
The difference for myself there is that it feels like if Dylan has a really nice day on Saturday, and let's say just copies even what Shador did, it won't be perceived anywhere close to the same as Shador simply because Dylan has struggled mightily in these practices, and we've all seen it. Like, Shador never had a day where he was 6-for-19, or what was the other day, 3-for-14. He's never had a day where he just seemed like he vomited all over the field. He's been consistently good throughout these practices, and then we watched it translate. Whereas with Dylan, if he's awesome on Saturday, that it'll just come completely out of left field. And so I think there would be...
What's the rebuttal from the Browns if he plays well on Saturday?
I think there'd be trepidation, though. I think there'd be a lot of trepidation.
Yeah, you underestimate the gall of organizations. And I don't mean this in a bad way. And I've talked a lot about confirmation bias in the NFL. When you've decided you're a Dylan Gabriel guy, it's the most addictive drug in football. I don't really think... By the way, I think the fact they didn't re-sign Joe after 2023 shows that... They're not really patsies with Joe. They like Joe. They don't dislike him. But like,
well, that was the curry favor with Deshaun.
They're not in business. Yeah, but if they loved, if Joe had endeared himself as a Kevin Stefanski guy, I don't think it would have mattered. And well, not just a Stefanski guy.
I think they thought Deshaun was very fragile and they didn't want to do anything to upset them.
I think that's a very convenient excuse to let the guy go who just took you to the playoffs. And so I'm not saying it wasn't part of it. I think there were a lot of dynamics that went into that. But specific to this, Dylan Gabriel's their guy. And I just think, like, if he plays well on Saturday, it's going to be a C. We told you practices don't matter and you didn't have the right context. Which is wild because a week previously, they told you preseason doesn't matter to some extent with how they treated Shador afterwards.
Yeah.
But Yeah. Organizations are hypocritical. Organizations rig things in their favor.
What we do know is the hypocrisy would be rampant if they tried to pull that off.
So this is not what I want. I think it is most likely that Joe starts by a significant margin, 80, 85, 90%. But I don't think there's ever ruling out Dylan Gabriel until the words, Joe is our week one starter, comes out of the mouth of Kevin Stefanski or is reported by the big guys they always leak information to in the names of Adam Schefter and the big named reporters.
I'm like Kornacki on election night minus the khakis. I'm ready to call it. It is Joe Flacco week one for your Cleveland Browns.
I think that's the safe bet now. But I think, listen, one, I don't think the Browns actually need to announce a starter.
I wonder if they do it Sunday.
I could totally, you mean this week?
Yeah.
Oh, I could see them just doing the thing of they think it's competitive advantage.
For some reason, we keep hearing over and over again, and it's from multiple beat reporters, that the expectation is just after the second preseason game. So I've kind of locked in that Sunday into my brain. Maybe takes it into Monday, but we find out shortly, I would imagine.
When that happens, okay, I will lay down the sword. There's no chance here. Joe's the starter. But if they delay that announcement or if they don't give you that announcement, Yeah, I don't think anything's really safe. Again, it goes back to you have to pay attention to the opportunities they've given Dylan. And when Kenny Pickett went down, all those opportunities went to Dylan, and it didn't matter what happened in those practices. He continued to get the most, the biggest thing an organization can do to a rookie quarterback is continue to give him opportunities in spite of results, which is what they've done with Dylan. That's an incredible sign of respect and belief in a young player. It's not what Nick Wilson feels, and I worry if you started him week one. I mean, I worry if you start him week seven, but I worry if you start him week one that it's going to be the pits. But at the same point,
I think it's their
dance floor.
I know. I think the part that we got robbed of this week, though, and Shador not being healthy, is because on Monday we saw Shador have the most pass attempts out of anybody there. And I wonder if we just got robbed out of seeing what they would do in the joint practices and if they would start to take away some of that favoritism that Dylan Gabriel clearly had in the beginning portion of not only the camps, like mandatory mini camp, but now into the early portion of training camp.
I have no, I'm not going to be able to be proven or disproven, same way with what you're saying there. I don't think there's anything Shador was going to do to overshoot Dylan. And again,
which,
not
as I've
now.
Said before, I think is very problematic. If that's actually the Browns' line of thinking, that's very problematic.
I just think it's the way the NFL tends to work. And again, that's so I'm trying not to make it a specific critique of the Browns because I think it's more, this is very commonplace. This is not a meritocracy. This is how much do I like you? Do I identify you as like my
rigid
guy?
And no flexibility in their plans and what they're seeing.
Oh, for this season,
very,
right.
Very problematic.
It's just wildly. Wildly. And again, people always talk about smart and dumb in sports, which is an incredibly reductive way of looking at things. It's not about smart and dumb. You're forgetting the amount of pressure that is on these guys day and night. You're forgetting the amount. And yeah, it comes with a lot of entitlement. It comes with a lot of money. It comes with a lot of great stuff. It's incredibly hard. You're juggling so many things to get a quarterback search like this right. The thing you fall back on is your instincts. And if your instincts told you 6 months ago, Dylan Gabriel is our guy, and you begrudgingly went along with the Shador Sanders thing, the only thing that's going to change that mentality, in my experience watching professionals do this, really smart head coaches, the only thing that changes it, there's a reason why Trey Lance got the shot before Brock Purdy. And by the way, that's a bad example because Trey got hurt. But this just continues to be like this is how the NFL operates. So I don't think there's anything Shador can do to upset the apple cart for Dylan until he sees the regular season field. Whereas with Dylan, yeah, until Joe's the starter, I think that's a real conversation. Let's go with Big Sherm in Chagrin. What's up, buddy?
What's up, Big Sherm?
Nick, I'm flabbergasted. I think that you
I love
have
you
a
too,
metabolic.
Buddy.
I love you, but there's something. There is absolutely no chance that Dylan starts the season, and I think that. And I waited. I dialed in yesterday, and I didn't. I wasn't on hold. I dialed and didn't get answered for 7 minutes. I looked at my phone because you guys. I think it goes back to yesterday that this imbalance, and now it's building. You need to go get that Amish dinner, my friend. Mm. Get your mind right.
By the way, the Amish dinner is something we can't talk about on air, Big Sherm. That's that's an act.
What?
Why not? Why can't we talk about it?
It's an act that only happens in Wayne County, and it happens on Rumspringa.
Okay, here's what I'll promise you, and I will say this on air in front of everybody and God myself. If Dylan starts game one, I will send you some delicious steaks from Joe Thomas on me.
All of a sudden, I'm rooting for Dylan Gabriel.
Sure, you don't have to worry about it. I called the decision. We called it.
It's absolute zero on the Kelvin scale. If you're a scientist, that he starts game one.
Oh, so now this.
I'm going to leave it at that.
I'm all of a sudden the. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you,
I'm all of a sudden the biggest fan of Dylan Gabriel. I don't know why anybody's talking about his size.
Some Joe Thomas steaks.
Free? Now you heard him. Free steaks. Nick Wilson.
Probably do it for some more
free steaks.
Some more of that beef jerky
Guys,
he gave us.
Doug Flutie was one of the best stories in NFL history, and he might be 5'6". Russell Wilson, they say he's 5'11". I've heard he's 5'7". I've never stood next to him, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah,
he's a tiny little guy.
Yes,
Drew Brees, 5'3". He's like Muggsy Bogues. All right? Dylan's taller than all those guys. Dylan should start week one. He's earned this. Like, yeah, who even charts passes? It's not even a thing. 216-474-0092.
So you're not going to like this. We have a little bit of breaking news here.
All right. I love when I don't like it.
Multiple people now have former Texas receiver Isaiah Bond has announced that he's signed with the Browns after being no-billed by the Collin County grand jury. That's following his April arrest for sexual assault.
That's good. Okay.
So the Browns just signed Isaiah Bond.
Yeah. Well.
Because, you know.
Well, I mean, Quinshon just got cleared.
It just happened.
So why not announce it the same day? You know, why not, like, could have done this 3 weeks ago. That's 2 weeks from now. Well done.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I mean, again, it's the exact same scenario in many ways, is that, you know, it was presented a Collin County grand jury return a no bill in the sexual assault charge involving Isaiah Bond, meaning no indictment will be issued, and it concludes the criminal proceedings in this matter, which means the NFL proceedings can still take place. That's still a reality. That's for
good.
It.
So we can get a good 6-game suspension for him, too.
It's definitely on the table.
You know,
yes,
maybe.
Definitely
maybe,
on the table.
Maybe if you went 3-14 in a season where you told everybody you were trying to win a Super Bowl, I'm just thinking out loud here. Maybe you'd think about your like standards and practices. Maybe if like you wanted, if you were like a gosh, nobody takes us serious as an organization, right? If people were, if you felt that way, which it sure feels like the Cleveland Browns have felt like that way at different points, because I think they think they've won about 5 Lombardis right now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just maybe you'd consider your track record of importing talent and what they've been accused of, what they've been arrested for, what they've been investigated for. But no. You're right. We've been free and clear. It's been 2 hours, not even 2 hours. It's been an hour, 90 minutes since we've had a Browns player cleared of formal charges. By all means, Let's just bring more guys in here.
Yeah, I mean, Bond was, he really was like a highly touted prospect too, and he went undrafted. Following his arrest, he went undrafted because, you know, the league saw he was, you know, he had a problematic issue on
guys,
his hands.
Guys, you got value. Yeah, you got potentially a first, second round pick for value, because value's gotten you to 3-14. Well done. Thank you, guys.
I knew you wouldn't be a fan of this one.
I love it.
I knew you would not be a fan of this one.
I love it, because what's better than being a bad football team? An unlikable team, right? Hey, I don't really identify with any of you, because you're getting arrested very often for awful things. But you know what? No formal charges. Okay. Let's do all this winning together, guys. Let's get it.
It's funny because we get the article out, and then legitimately 20 minutes later, after you get the statement from Collin County District Attorney Greg Willis, and 20 minutes later, then the Browns have signed him.
They're just, are they bored?
They didn't even breathe.
Bored? Was it as we haven't had to do an internal investigation for, no? Was that what it? Two of the big talking points today have been that Quinshon Judkins will not face formal charges in Florida for alleged domestic violence. That would likely clear the way for him to sign a contract with the Cleveland Browns, although there is still the pending matter of the Cleveland Browns or the NFL's investigation into Quinshon, which is likely to result in a 6-game suspension. Mm-hmm. And then the fact that the Browns have just signed Isaiah Bond, who was went from potentially a top 64 draft pick this year out of Texas to being undrafted because of sexual assault charges he was facing in Texas. Those the indictment was not rendered, meaning he is free and clear of charges, and the Browns signed him shortly thereafter. And so that's the latest. Yeah,
that's the summary. It is his prospect analysis really was. I mean, Jordan Reed, Mel Kiper, Matt Miller all had him in the first round, and they had him mocked out to different teams. Cowboys were one, the Seahawks were another. He runs a 4.4 sub 4.4 40 time.
I heard 4.39. You got to put that into the tweet there.
Like he's a really talented player, but it just kind of speaks to the idea even more so. The Browns just do not care about any of this offseason stuff or off-field allegations or anything at all. And if they had not made this clear to you before with the Deshaun Watson signing and every move that has happened since then, they just continue to tell you guys in many ways they really don't care about the character issues or anything that accompanies any of the players on their team.
It should be noted that this is not about Isaiah Bond, who I've never met a day in my life. It's not about Quinshon, who we've yet to be able to interview or anything like that. And it's more just about the overwhelming burden of proof of what you just said. And listen, I'm not naive enough to think that every team in the NFL has 53 quality, upstanding citizens, and by the way, fully matured individuals, given that a vast part of the league is a lot of 21, 22, 23-year-old guys with a butt ton of money and life happening very fast. But man, I got to tell you, I put up with a lot of losing.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last 24 months, more so than that, put up with a lot of civil battles that will end in the further enrichment of billionaires that own the team. And I've been fine with that because I understand the benefit to the fans. I'm fine to put up with speeding tickets. All right. But at some point, while I don't need 53 missionaries, I don't need to lead the league in guys getting suspended for off the field allegations. And it's just like, you know, the Browns sometimes, they're like decisions they make that it's just like you make it so hard on yourself with it, with these mental gymnastics.
I mean, like the timing of all this right now, Nick. I mean, we just it's a day where we're talking about Judkins and his story and everything attached to it. And it just gets overtaken by Isaiah Bond. And it's unfortunate because we don't know Isaiah Bond. We know what he was alleged of. We've heard that. But like they don't make it easy. They don't make it easy on any of us.
And by the way, this is the easy part. Winning is hard in sports. No matter the advantages you have, it's very hard. There's a lot of really smart people in this league. Quite frankly, I understand the necessary things that happen when you're negotiating a stadium. Those are things that have to happen mm-hmm. and play out in public. You don't have to take a chance on these guys. And if I was 5 years into this thing, and you went 3-14 last year, and the crux of it was the players were done supporting a quarterback whose on-field play did not live up to the off-field issues. And they were worn out from drama and crap and being talked about as an organization as if they're all very problematic individuals. If I really had just hit the dumper, as it were, I might think about something like, maybe culture, in our case, isn't just about wins and losses. Maybe there's some problematic things here, or maybe we don't have the right leadership to lead this certain group of young men that we've brought in with problematic allegations against them. But no, we're going to continue doing what we're doing. It is the process, in this case, the process over results. And it ain't working.
Well, there's two things here, right? I think part of it is the idea that this is something that does go beyond what the analytics will tell you. This is the human element, which it seems like they've missed. John Dorsey, I always thought, even though he would take on some problematic people himself, he understood the human element side of these things. And they just seem to miss that in the highest order consistently. They just don't seem to care about it. And it's just kind of how they operate. But the other side of this is that I think this is the Andrew Berry working for the Eagles and Howie Roseman part of it. But the part that they're missing is that the Eagles can do these things and get away with these things because they already have a different culture and they have a different setup than what the Browns are trying to build.
I just want to like my damn team. Really, truly. I'd love to just not go home. Hey, what's this with this latest guy?
Well, imagine the offense around like week 11 or so. It'll be Judkins carrying the ball while Isaiah Bond catches a touchdown pass.
There's a very real chance the Browns could lead the league in suspensions this year. You could have more suspensions for off the field issues this year. If you're going in facing two,
yeah,
then wins. That seems like the wrong course of action. Call me old fashioned. Call me a prude or call me logical. Sorry, I'm not yelling at you.
Oh, no, I got that.
But it's loud.
I got that. You know, it is loud.
I can see you're getting
very agitated. I knew when I read it, this is not one for you.
Just not that damn hard. It's not that hard to have a little bit of class. It's not that hard to honor this freaking city. Like, seriously, man. I got family here. I got generations of people that have supported this team, and you've brought shame on us. Every time. Where can I turn? The Eagles got a Super Bowl for their moral indiscretions. Where's ours? Oh, by the way, don't worry. We got it. Don't question them. Don't question the big corporation. They won't know more than you blue-collar peons. I mean, dude, you couldn't let 90 minutes pass from one big legal what the bleep was that to the next? Why do we do this? Why do any of us do this? More to come. I'm not reading this spot. You're going to have to move that, buddy. We'll do this. More to come in the 6 o'clock hour.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.